is history!
We're going the win. Nature strip the lot.
No.
Hamburger with the lot.
Today we farewell an Australian icon, the greatest of all time.
G'day and welcome to the last episode of our Supercoach Racing season for the one percenters. We've got Kane back on board, which is good news, although he hasn't had the best of the last few days, but he's just told me he snuck back inside the 2500 mark. Is that right, Kane?
Yeah, just outside 2597 now. Going from top 500 to out to pretty much 4K in the ranks. It all went wrong on Derby Day, and then that continued into Cup Day. Just had a woeful couple of days and, sort of gave it all away, and then recovered a bit on Oaks Day. Score was pretty good for the round. I was in the top 1,000, I think I was ranked, 720 for the round on Oaks Day. So a good bounce back, and going to hopefully try and sneak back inside sort of the top 1,500 with a big score this week.
Yeah, it's fair to say the 1%ers haven't had the best of weeks. I'm not sure what James is up to. I think he may just be ahead of you. But we've all struggled a bit. I think Oaks Day was an improvement, but Cup Day was pretty disastrous, at least for me. I've snuck into the top 10,000, which is nice. I wouldn't mind one big final week. One big final game tomorrow, and then that'd get me up a little bit further, because it has been quite a disappointing season, but we'll see how we go. I won't say a big program, but we've got a somewhat exciting program finally for the last round of the season. We've had a lackluster Cup Day and Oaks Day, let's be real. There's only two group ones across that, not many group threes, and I don't think any group twos. So it's good. We've got two group ones, one group two, two group threes, and a few handicaps, which we might touch on. We'll just see what sort of relevance that they provide. Did you want to take us away, Kane? I think you're keen to talk about the first group one, the Darley Sprint Classic with Nature Strip, a very short price favourite.
That's right. First group one and only. Race six, so the Darley Sprint Classic over 1,200 metres up the straight at Flemington. 2020 winner Bivouac, so Nature Strip ran second to him last year, and that was one of the all-time wins. It was absolutely insane the way Bivouac just cruised up to Nature Strip and put him away. Didn't really get to see the best of Bivouac after that, but he's off to stud. So good luck with the rest of his career. Let's touch on Nature Strip. So not really much to say. 500,000. As you said, very short price in the market. He's an absolute beast. He set a hot tempo in the Everest. Had to come pretty wide, set outside Home Affairs, who franked that form by winning last Saturday the Coolmore Stud. He's the world's best sprinter, Nature Strip, and is meeting a pretty weak field here. It's well documented. The likes of Mask Crusader being spelled, take out Home Affairs as well. It's a pretty weak field. He's an absolute lock for captaincy this week. Not going to be able to gain many points there with pretty much everyone that has him will captain him. He should be winning by a few lengths pretty comfortably, I'd say.
Yep, I believe that'll be the strategy of almost everybody who's still doing Supercoach racing is Nature Strip, and you whack the captaincy on him. Who's running for second in this one? Do you have anyone in mind?
Oh, there's sort of two or three I've got in mind, but I definitely think you really want to nail this second and third pick here, because with the only one group one, I think there's a big opportunity, especially in this weak field with only a real couple of chances that could run second. But first, I'm going to talk about Bella Nipotina, 275,000. And since we're only talking about who's running second now, I actually think she's a ripping chance to grab that 32 points. She's proven a group one level, albeit in a pretty weak Manicato last start. She ran a solid second behind Jonker, who added the run of the race that night. And she's very well priced, so you can easily slot her in to your team. It looks a nice pick. The next one I want to touch on is Ranch Hand at 150,000. A decent chance for replacing here, and has beaten Ingratiating up the straight, three starts back now. Preble on board, informed jockey of the spring. He's just been absolute marvel, the resurgence of him. And 150,000, good little stable filler as well. Once you get down to that seventh or eighth pick, he might run last, might run second. Who knows? You could snag that 32 points. Splintex at 350,000. If you're going for a three-horse strategy and you have the cash, which a few people may be strapped for cash this week, despite most of us sort of having over 2.1, 2.2 million, yeah, I think it might be hard to slot him in just because we've got Nature Strip, you've got Zaki, who we'll touch on later, chewing up a lot of the salary cap. But if you have the cash, I definitely think go Splintex, who's proven up the straight. And one I just want to mention is September Run. You cannot have. He's done.
Pretty convincing there that you're not happy with September Run. The one I like is Splintex, except I don't think I can fit him in my stable at 350K. When was he? 11th of September, I was on him. He's actually good odds, I believe. $13 odds, and he beat a way game there, which was handy. He had a good trial win after he was fourth at Flemington. So after the 2nd of October, went away, did a trial, won that one. Oh, I do have him in the top three for that. The only issue is you're spending 850K on two horses in a group one, and I know it's short. It's a small field with only nine horses currently, but it's just a hard one, and I'm going to have to be doing a lot of juggling around to get Splintex in there. Kane, you mentioned that we've only got one group one this week. We've got two. I assume you know that. The stakes day.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course.
Is a group one.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's okay. I know you just forgot that one. Did you want to head on to there?
No, I was thinking about the two. Is it the two group twos or the group threes? What's there two of this week? Yeah, the two group threes as well. Sorry. Yeah, that's right. That's yeah, the McKinnon Stakes. Last year's winner, Arcadia Queen. This year, I believe we have the winner already. Zaki at 450,000. I'm very keen on him here. Talked about him a lot. He went down last start at short odds, but that was before being scratched as a Cox Plate favourite and a very, very heavy favourite. At that, had an elevated temperature and was scratched on race day. Very unfortunate, but hopefully can be hopefully connections can be rewarded with backing him up here. I have heard a little rumour that on Wednesday during track work, Annabelle Neesham was interviewed during the week, and apparently James McDonald wrote him just during track work and got off and just had a massive smile on his face. I think he thinks he's definitely ready to go, and it's good that he'll be partnering with him for the McKinnon Stakes here. The next one I want to touch on is Colette. Now, she's a bit of an interesting one here at 500,000. Great chance in the race, and especially with the predicted rainfall later in the day. It just depends when that comes, I guess. However, it's a bit pricey when you need to fit Nature Strip and Zaki also into your side. It was a bit of a surprise win last start, to be honest, but was absolutely brilliant on a good track and proved that she can do it pretty much on all surfaces based off that. And gets to a good distance here for her, and she should run very well. I know the initial target was the Caulfield Cup over 2,400, so the stable definitely believes she can run the distance. So it'd be great to see her go around again. Mwonga at 375,000. She had to put in a bad run this prep, beat the Melbourne Cup winner very elegant first up of 1,400, and then subsequently run behind her in a Cox Plate. I can make a case for Supercoach, have a bit of a weird price at 375,000. I would have liked maybe 300, 325. I was going to take him. And then Hungry Heart at 350,000. Very similar to Mwonga, and she's also had some nice runs this prep. and is also a 2,000 meter Group 1 winner, it must be said. So I wouldn't be surprised if she could sneak a top three. And then I've just put three sort of in the same bracket, and that's Superstorm, Private Eye, and Cascadian. All Group 1 winners in their own right, and all in good form this time around. Superstorm winning a Group 1 last week. Private Eye, two back in Sydney, won the Epsom. And Cascadian was desperately unlucky not to win last start, with Superstorm coming over the top. Looked at the race, shot to bits. But it was a great finish there. So I wouldn't put you off any of those as well.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned the rain there. I've got here that at 3 o'clock, there's a 57% chance of rain. At 4 o'clock, a 50% chance. And then at 5 o'clock, an 82% chance. And they're expecting about 5 to 10 mils. So I think that's definitely going to play a role come stakes time. So it's just sort of like you look at Cascadian, who's had 13 races on a soft track for 7 placings, which I think's pretty decent. Then one I'm interested in is Hungry Heart. I thought her run was really, really good in that Empire Rose, finished off super, super strongly, just couldn't quite catch Colette, probably needed another 100. But for 5 starts on a soft, only 1 second, that, a little bit of inexperience compared to some other horses, like Private Eye getting the 2 wins off in 5 on a softs. Right now, I am leaning towards Hungry Heart. But, yeah, look, that rain does concern me a little bit. But I do like the explosiveness of her, and she does possess a really, really strong finish. And I think that 2,000 metres will probably suit her a bit more. She had that Group 1 win when was in mid-April, where she came first at Randwick across 2,400 metres. Dewey was second. So I think that it's good reading distance-wise, 1 from 1 at this distance as well. So I'm probably taking her Hungry Heart at Hungry Heart and Zaki. But I do think that you're going for second there. I wouldn't be surprised if Zaki takes it out by 3 to 4 plus lengths. Is that all you were having out for the Group 1s, Kane?
Yeah, that's a wrap for the Group 1s this week, I think.
Okay, so we'll move on to the Group 2s. The first one I've got is the Matriarch or Matriarch Stakes across 2,000 metres, which is race 5 with Flemington, I believe.
Yeah, I think I'll be right in saying that is the first and only Group 2.
You will be.
Yeah, so we're going to touch on, the Matriarch. So over 2,000 metres, the first one that comes up here is New Elite at 325,000. She's run 4th twice to Colette at her last 2 starts, and that's pretty good form for this. She runs well on both good and soft conditions, so they suit either way, whether that rain does come or not. This race is a little bit earlier in the day. Tough race to assess this. I think she should run well, and it's just about on as much as you want to pay for a Group 2, 325,000, especially for where she is in the market. You don't really want to be paying any more than that. The next one I want to touch on, Mimi's Award at 175,000. Now, I was originally going to make her a hidden gem. However, she's been absolutely plunged in the market. Went from $11 on opening price straight into 8. And this morning, and she's now $5.50, so equal favourite, so can't really make her a hidden gem. However, very well priced Supercoach here at 175,000 and looks an absolute bargain. Last start at 2,000 metres, she won by 7 lengths, albeit in the benchmark 58. And then franked that form with a Group 3 win in Adelaide over 2,500 at her next start. And that was on a soft track, which is good to note, because she handles all conditions and will be running on from the back. And it's a great Supercoach pick this week. Next one, Only Words at 225,000. Deserved a win last start at Moonee Valley over the 2,000. Did a lot of work coming over the top of them, but was just very nice through the line. Fitter now and can go on with it. Stays at the 2,000 metres. I think she's well priced for this affair. And Star Rail just keeps running well at the shorter distances. Very consistent horse. Gets to 2,000 metres now in a big track at Flemington is a definite positive. And the only just had the one win. However, it was here and has run two placings from another from the other three Flemington runs she's had. Hopefully the rain stays away for her. Definitely one to have in your side at a decent price at 200,000. And then Zaidani and Godaline, I think, are both winning chances as well in the race. It's very tightly packed at the top there. So can definitely make a case for those two.
It seems like there's plenty of options available. I'm leaning towards Only Words and Mimi's Award. Only Words, two from two at the distance. Had that, like you said, had that strong win. Was that 22nd of October? Preble retains a ride, 1.5 kilos lighter. Barrier 14, I don't think it'd be too much of a concern. And then with that fourth, or when was that in the group two? Was late September, just terribly unlucky down the straight, I thought. And then Mimi's Award, I do like at 175k. They're both pretty good options. I personally think they'll be top three. But yeah, like you said, you've got Nimley as well in the mix. So look, you're probably thinking after the first three races that we've talked about that a lot of them can go either way in terms of you've got those first group ones where you've got the winner, not set, nothing's a lock ever in horse racing, but if you're going for a second or third, it can go either way. And then you come into this group two and you go, well, again, a bit inconclusive about who's going to finish higher up in the order. So you just don't know. And I think this will be a really good race meeting, just judging early. So we'll go to the group threes now. Yeah, the Queen Elizabeth Stakes across 2,600 metres. You like in Warning at 350k?
Hang on, we'll just pause here because I've just written those down. But
yeah, I do. I don't mind Warning this one. Well priced at 350,000. Although it is only a group three, he's a fantastic chance. It was awesome last start in the St. Ledger up in Sydney. That was just absolutely fantastic. And he's definitely proven over a similar distance at Flemington, we know, winning the 2019 Derby. The 2019 Derby that Warning won. Just in this race, it's a little bit tricky. There's not really a natural leader, so it's going to be interesting to see six-horse field. It's going to be very interesting to see who leads it up. But I think Warning is a very good chance in this race at 350,000. Next one I'm going to touch on is Dr. Drill, who was fantastic last start. Really took it up to Charlie Rose and thought he was going to go past actually at one point. That's very good form for a group three, especially for this race here. I think that form can really stack up, and I think Dr. Drill might actually take it up. And if he can just roll along at a nice speed, not go too slow, Preble's in form, and Mara and Eustace over this distance are ridiculously good. They have a great strike rate. At the distance, we know with Itotsu winning the Derby and plenty of others this spring. So I think Dr. Drill is another one to have a look at the 275,000. The cheapest of this bunch I've got in there is Luna Flair, who's made it two on the bounce by winning in Mornington, and then won the Moonee Valley Cup on a soft track last time out, beating Floating Artist, who's just gone and run fourth in a Melbourne Cup. So insanely good form lines everywhere, but this is one of the best of them. And at 200,000, definitely a very good chance in this race, and definitely for Supercoach as well. And the next one and last one I want to touch on is Wentwood. Has been a very consistent, has been a bit of a cups killer. I think it's won three or four country cups now, and claimed the Bendigo Cup last start, the 2400. Was absolutely fantastic, given a peach of a ride from Harry Coffey to get the job done there. And then before that, was awesome in the Kunji behind Duace, who subsequently failed in a Caulfield Cup. However, I think the form still stacks up, with Floating Artist also being in that race. So beating it home, you're stacking up the Melbourne Cup form lines. It's very good. And then the last two I won't mention. So it's just those top four, I think, for the Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, Yeah, there's two I really can't split, and that's Dr. Drill and Luna Flair. Luna Flair's in great form. It's that second, first, and then another first in that group two, beating Floyd and Artist, and like you said, run a terrific race in the Melbourne Cup. So I'm probably leaning towards Luna Flair just because of that extra 75K you can spend elsewhere in Supercoach. Although that you really took the words out of my mouth. That Trialy Lee form, Trialy Rose form, will stack up big time here. It really will. And I wouldn't be surprised if I just think those will be right up there. No real knocks on Warning. Maybe just that extra 3.5 kilos that he'll have to carry from his last win, and then gives that 3 kilos to Luna Flair and Dr. Drill. So that would probably be my only knock, and that's why I'll be leaning towards Dr. Drill. Or, like I said, Luna Flair, that'll be a last-minute decision, I feel. So we'll head to the next group for the day, the Chatham Stakes.
Yeah, this is an interesting race. I'm almost leaning towards going with none here. It's tough when you got someone like Shalo at the top of the market at 275,000. It's a pretty good price. And I mean she's won like her three tries at 1400. She's won them all. However, they've pretty much all been first up. I think it's very well documented that she flies fresh. So going third up into this, I'm just not sure how she's going to go. I mean, she could come out and absolutely brain them. I don't know. At 275,000, though, you could take the punt, and it might turn out to be your eighth scoring horse, but we've talked about how good that is for Supercoach this year. The next one is Sinewan. I believe he's an Irish horse coming over. Usually runs a lot better, I think, over a little bit further. But James McDonald going on for the Freedmans makes this a bit interesting. I don't know if he's a Supercoach play at 400,000. I think it's just more of a watch and see. They might be targeting a big race in the autumn, maybe going up to Sydney with it. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes. Dice Roll at 225,000 was a bit unlucky last start. I think it was just too firm, the track, the good three that day in the Toorak. Problem is that Toorak, I think it's busted up a lot of horses coming out of it. We know Thunderstruck went on and won, but your horses like Elephant in behind that failed at the next start and Tafane as well last week. So, yeah, I just don't know about that Toorak form. So I'm more inclined to leave Dice Roll out. However, at 225,000, it's pretty enticing. Next one I want to touch on is Just a Canner. He's had two pretty surprising wins this prep, one over the 1400 and then last start at the 1200, beating the likes of Kemal Parser and Oxley Road up the straight. Just had the weight on him, had 53 kilos, barely had to carry anything. Yendel went back to the inside and got the job done. This time around, I'm not sure. Like, Wide Gate could be all right, could just sit out the back and get a nice trail into it. But his two Flemington runs, he's both won. So I wouldn't say no to Just a Canner, but it's probably not for my stable, if I'm honest. And then the last one's Ranier for the Godolphin team. Goes pretty well first up, I believe. Yeah, some good stats first up. Hugh Bowman on, had a nice trial recently. Last time was only beaten by Splintex, which is pretty good form for this race. So I wouldn't go past Ranier either. Just at the 325,000, though, might be a touch too expensive for this race.
My biggest regret, I think, of the Spring Carnival is he's not been on Just the Canner last start. I was on him in the Moonga Stakes when he was paying 16 bucks, had him each way, and he got third there. And I do not know why. He just ran such a super race, and he went down 5 kilos. I'm seriously not sure. I must have just skipped over him because Oh, I'm absolutely spewing. It's $17. Got the job done last Saturday, like you mentioned, but I'm absolutely spewing. And I think I need to make up and even try and fit him in my side. The only issue is that 250K price tag for a largely competitive group three. He has won with a 56.5 kilo weight at 1400 meters before, so I can't knock that. Dice roll, like you mentioned, had that shocker in the Turak handicap, but was second to Sierra Sue previously. But again, that Sierra Sue form hasn't really stacked up massively. Or like, I think that it'd be a real different read if I'm Thunderstruck had come first in that race. But I might be with you on this one. Just skip right over it. It's too competitive and they're not cheap as well. It's not like the 3-year-olds you get where you can actually get a decent price out of them. I think that wraps it up. That wraps up all the Supercoach relevant races. The other ones are listed and the handicaps. We've got three handicaps and listed all the same points, but you want to be targeting the groups for this week. No point. No, you want to leave it all out on the table for the final round. Look, we probably don't even need this as a segment, but jockey on board, J-Mac, we can all agree. Unless you've got something different, Kane?
No, I made the mistake of going against J-Mac one day, and it was actually pretty costly. Cox Plate Day, I believe, I went against him, went for Damien Oliver, who managed to register one single point. By running into it, despite being the Jockey Challenge favourite. So, Damien, I mean, he rode fantastic yesterday, so we'll forgive him from that. Winning the Oaks aboard Willowy. You cannot go past J-Mac. I believe he's actually two wins off breaking the record or equaling for most wins in Melbourne Cup Week. So he's just been absolutely fantastic. One of the best jockeys in Australia, well, clear best jockey in Australia, if not one of in the world, to be honest. Just set and forget.
I made the exact same error. Obviously it was Cox Plate Day. A very, very bad error. I think we just got one question from Twitter tonight. We've had a bit of support, which is nice as of late. Muxley PFS goes, is it a fair strategy to go in with only seven racing and a 50K to get the big points from the Group 1 favourites?
Ooh, if I'm honest, I haven't really thought about doing that this year, to be honest.
That'd be left field, very left field.
That's very left field, but I mean, why not? It's the last round. If you need to make up some ground in your cash leagues or to jump up into the very high rankings, it's not a bad idea, actually. Like, if you don't want that safety net of having one horse, like your last horse is at, say, 250K or whatever, but you think, oh, that 200K spare I could use on upgrading someone like a Nimalee up to a Zaki or one of those types. You probably should already have Zaki in your team. But, I think it's not a bad strategy. And I think if you really think you need – I think it'd be something like if you had Nature Strip Zaki and Colette. Like, that's nearly 1.5 mil on three horses. But it's definitely doable this week, especially when you've got types like Mimi's Award and stuff like that in a small price that can also score large. So I don't mind that idea, to be honest. And I'd say go for it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's certainly something I didn't think about personally. I did see I think the cheapest horse for the weekend was 100K that was racing. So what, for those who can't wrap their head around it, like I didn't originally, though, he'd be selecting a 50K, two 50K horses that weren't racing this week and then copying 1-0.
I think he's forced. Is he not saying that it's just, he just wants to take one 50K horse and then just back in his other seven to get the points pretty much, I think.
Is it a fair strategy to go in with only seven horses racing?
Yeah.
And a 50K. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So just the one 50K. So, yeah, I actually don't mind.
Sorry, I misread that. Yeah, no, okay.
I don't mind.
So that means you're not even, you might not even be getting a donut if all your horses go well.
Yeah, correct.
That's a good call. For someone like me who's short on cash, I actually do like that. And you've thrown it out there, Muxley. I'm seriously tempted now. I did not even think about that. That shows how good my season's been. No, thanks for that, Muxley. That's wise advice, and I reckon a lot of people will be taking that on board for our listeners. I think that just about wraps it up for the season. Maybe have you got a highlight for us, Kay, of the whole, not just Supercoach Racing, but the whole, say from August onwards?
In terms of racing or?
Yeah, in terms of racing. If you need some help, my biggest highlight was Sierra Sue winning that. It was a Rupert Clark. That was a highlight for me. I think that was just such a good ride. Danny Moore's first group one, and that was pretty exciting. And probably a close second was Splint Texas win earlier this spring as well.
I'd say Nature Strips Everest, to be honest. There was a lot of doubters, and he'd been beaten in the 2 years prior. A lot of people were happy to pot him and throw him in the bin, but he showed why he's the world's best sprinter and just towed him up in the Everest. It was just fantastic to see. Definitely a highlight for me. And also, not only very elegant, but Chris Waller getting his first Melbourne Cup, I thought was absolutely fantastic. He's a gun trainer, as we all know, and it was thoroughly deserved. So it was very good to see him get that first Melbourne Cup.
Yes, that was a great watch. I might just chuck out one more highlight there. It was Wild Inferno
versus Wild Blow,
that one. That was a great race. That was a Friday night, Moonee Valley. Would have been great to have been there. That was one of my highlights. So there you go. It's been a good season. It always wraps up pretty quickly. It feels like yesterday we were doing our first one. It was probably only, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago? It's been good fun. You've probably realised by now we all need a break, so we won't be doing the BBL Supercoach. We haven't decided whether AFL season will go ahead in terms of the 1%ers content. That'll be a big decision over summer, but it is nice to have. We've had a lot of interaction this year. There's been a lot of more questions than our AFL season, but it's good to have some regular listeners, and we do appreciate it. We know. Take an hour out of your day to listen to us. It's always nice to have that support. But for the last time, good luck, happy punting, and we may see you in the new year, maybe. See you, everyone.